Now I'll be interviewing Roberto Akaking Berto. He's a well-known South African TikTok influencer, social media content creator, and a brand ambassador. With 1.1 million followers on TikTok and close to 50,000 followers on Instagram, the 26-year-old sneaker lover, pizza devotee, tech enthusiast, and role model is currently on the top 10 biggest TikTok stars in the country. He has worked with major brands like Lamborghini, Levi, Starbucks, Universal Music, Samsung, to name but a few. He's also the boyfriend of Shanae Grobler and TikTok influencer I had on my feature the last time. Welcome to the show, King Berto. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing very well, thank you.
When did you first discover TikTok?
Sure, okay, so I discovered TikTok when it was actually still called Musical.ly. Back before they changed the name. So I think it was probably mid-2018 is when I discovered it. And I kind of only really started posting on it probably around, say, the end of 2018-ish, around there. So maybe around August-ish? I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Was there a specific TikTok video that made you go viral?
Yes, there definitely was a video. So the video that went viral for me had to have been it's like a triple screen where just my mouth was showing. And it was to the Iggy Azalea song, it was Cream at the time. I think it was recently out. I'm not sure how old the song was at the time, but yeah, my video went viral off of that. It was literally just me mouthing off some of the words to the song, and it went viral all over TikTok, on Facebook, Instagram. So yeah, I think they even made a meme out of it, a meme or two out of the video with me. But yeah, that was the one video that actually really blew me up, I guess.
Tell us about your journey on TikTok so far.
Okay, wow, my TikTok journey, I would describe it in one word by saying incredible. I think that's the best way to describe it. Yeah, I've had the privilege of meeting some really, really incredible people and along my TikTok journey. So throughout the TikTok journey, I've been able to meet some really awesome friends of mine on TikTok. I've been able to meet some incredible celebrities, hang out with these people, and it's been crazy. It's I wouldn't give it up for the world. It's absolutely incredible. I have some of my closest friends that I met now on TikTok, and I even have my girlfriend and I met on TikTok. So honestly, the TikTok journey has been absolutely incredible, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
What pressure do you face as an influencer, and how do you feel about it, and how do you deal with it?
Well, this is a difficult one. Okay, so I think for me, the pressure that I would feel, or the pressure that I receive on my side, is probably personal, because I'm constantly looking for ways to better myself. Because at the end of the day, I need to make better content today than I did yesterday. And I need to make better content tomorrow than I did today. So for me, it just feels like it's a constant, never-ending loop. So that's where the pressure comes in for me, where sometimes, I don't know how to explain it, but I become too much of a perfectionist on certain points of the video or picture or whatever it is I'm working on. And if it doesn't match that, then I'm unhappy, because I put so much pressure on myself. So it's not necessarily pressure from the outside world. I think it's more pressure from myself. So yeah, I think the pressure that you're asking about is probably an internal thing for me specifically. Maybe other people don't like agree with me, but yeah, that's the pressure I feel. So yeah.
How do you deal with trolls on social media?
Oh no, trolls, haters, critics. I like to think of myself as someone who can handle constructive criticism. I don't think I'm a very close-minded person, but when you do get the trolls and the haters, you know what I mean. They used to get a bit of a grip on me for some time, depending on how sensitive I am about whatever they trolling me about. But honestly, as of 2021. It's been block and delete. That's literally my motto for this year. I'm not going to let anyone get me down. I'm going to keep pushing forward, keep doing me. And the people that want to hang around and see what I got to say and do, they will. So Yeah, for me, it's block and delete. That's how I handle my stuff.
Could you give the listeners tricks on how to become TikTok famous?
TikTok famous. I don't like the word famous. I don't feel like I'm famous. But if there's one trick that I wish I knew back when I started, or something that I can maybe help other people out with, is lighting. Lighting is probably your best friend in a video. On TikTok or even on Instagram if you want to do photos, but lighting is probably a big one. And more than that, it's be yourself. When people can see that you're being your authentic self, they're naturally drawn to that that side of you. So, you know, be yourself. That's probably the best way to go about it. But yeah, I don't think I should be giving out famous tips, but yeah, those are the tricks that help me.
Today we have been talking about childhood cancer day. What are your messages of hope to those fighters that has cancer?
I absolutely hate this disease. I hate it so, so, so much. My grandmother actually passed away from cancer. So for as long as I can remember, I've been an avid supporter of the shave-a-thons and spraying my hair and shaving my hair and cancer research charity drives and stuff like that. So yeah, it's not a fun thing, but as much as I can't begin to imagine what these people are going through, I hope they continue to fight with the courage and strength that they've been fighting with, and they're going to make it through this, and it's going to get better.
Thank you so much, King Bertha. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I wish you good luck on the rest of your journey for TikTok.
Absolutely incredible to be on the show. So a huge thank you to RX Radio. Thank you to Aloea for having me on the show. I'm super, super grateful for the opportunity to speak to you guys. And hopefully we can do it again soon.
Goodbye.